they don't want you to remember that you've seen it. That all things work together for the good to them that love God, that are the called according to his purpose, that walk not after the flesh, or walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. You're called. My sheep hear my voice. You know you've heard. I stand at your heart door and knock. When he said all things work together for the good, it was going to be in your time while you were here and you were alive. If it happened in your life, it was not gonna turn out after you left. You were gonna get a chance to see it. Such as Moses, he couldn't enter in to the promised land, but he was allowed at least to go to the mountaintop. And there he gave his hands up to God as they battled. That struggle sometimes when that transitional period like this pandemic that's going on, that people are politicizing and churches are, you know, getting everything that they can out of it. All this fear and everything else that's going along with it. Listen, folks. You're never going to leave no sooner than you're going to leave. I'm going to leave when I leave. And I pray, God, we'll all be right when we do leave. But don't worry yourself about it. The Bible tells you to take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. You've got enough evil going on today. Face today. Dissect today. Today is normal to you. Let me tell you a few things that are normal. God, when he asked, or Moses asked of him, who shall I say sent me? And he said, I am that I am sent you. That's stable. That's normal. God never changes. He's the same. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. God is perfect, totally complete. He said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father which is in heaven perfect is perfect. Not only is he perfect, he knows all. That's normal. Man, he's born and he dies, change. Man was told to be perfect as his Father which is in heaven is perfect. Each step along the way of your life, it says to him and her, to him that knoweth to do right, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So how could I ever be perfect in this flesh? How could I ever be perfect in this walk? You're perfect according to your understanding. You walk in your understanding. That's why at times you spend your time being frustrated at somebody else's walk when their walk is just as normal to them as yours is to you. But your frustration is you want them to walk according to your understanding, and they can't. I'm guilty of that. I've live that life. I've been that person that been like, man, can't you just see it? No, they can't. It'll be in their time as God so chooses. That's why a lot of homes break up. That's why a lot of families break up. A lot of friendships break up. A lot of organizations break up. It's because people want everyone to see through their eyes. When in some cases, somebody may see it, somebody may not. I'll give you a good example. I can almost guarantee you that most of the time, now I'm not an artist and don't know anything about drawing or painting or modeling, any of the above. My wife and I had took some pictures and I thought that was a long process, and come to find out it wasn't even an hour. But the point of change, I can, and the way we see, I guarantee you the man that or the woman that draws the picture or takes the picture, the photographer or the artist, does not see what the model who is modeling for that picture sees. There has to be a meeting of the minds to come to that understanding. That's why in scripture at times it says, to him that hath an ear, let him hear. It says, in all you're getting, get understanding. The disciples asked in Matthew chapter 16, I believe, asked Jesus, why do he speak to them in parables? What's normal? What's normal for one may not appear normal for another, but this new norm, what are you just telling us? Our way of life is going to change financially and resourcefully, okay? but the new norm. Continue to depend on God. Continue to be there. Because man individually will always know in part. And if that principle can ever resonate in our hearts that we know in part, then there is no other alternative that we have to get another part than to love our neighbors as ourselves. There is no other way to get the other pieces that we need in life in order to succeed in self-fulfillment and what each individual knows he or she would like to become or be. You have to share. That's why this whole new norm thing don't work. Because from the beginning, principle said it's not good for man to be alone. We need each other. We are codependent upon each other. There is no, and I had this to my wife, and this is a message I'm gonna do on relationships. It's no me without you. You know, there are mysteries in life that some of us will never understand about each other's lives. There are mysteries. There are things that will always confound us and confuse us on why. Because that's their walk. That's their path. Everything that it has to do about a person finding God and trying to find that normalcy in life. You look at what you can't change. They've taught us and told you, and people believe that I have to change me. I have to change me. And every change in me that I have to make is based upon my opinion of what I see or I'm experiencing from backlash from someone else. I have to change me. So life has never been normal anyway. If you've been trying to change to appease and please other people for so long, life has never been normal. The new trend, if you jump in trends and follow the flocks as they flow and flow and flow and go and jump into every challenge and challenge and challenge. Everyday changes. You got a new norm every day. But the things that are consistent, the things that stand forever are the principles of God. So it's not a hard thing. It's not bondage. Bondage is when you try to be that person that jump from trend to trend and trend and trend. You end up wasting a lot of time, and then one day, you know, look in the mirror and say, I don't even know him. I don't know what he likes. I don't know what she likes. I don't know what he wants. I don't know what she wants. And we look at that because we've been on this merry-go-round or this carousel in this trend forever that we never jumped on any principles. And if you notice, when you get to that point, you always think back to the things that were taught to you, excuse me, by whoever it was that showed you love and compassion. No matter if it was hard teaching, you knew they meant your best. It will always go back to that. That's your place of refuge. That's your norm. That's normal. That's normal. Being interdependent and being honest and having trust. That's normal. Misinformation creates a new norm because you got to sift through the junk to figure out what's right. Well, find those who are principle-oriented. Principle. And their principle is in doctrine. The doctrine of God, the teachings of God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate therein day and night. Didn't day and night, does it mean that he sits there and just reads? No. Life just looks different to that person. Life looks and sees the little old lady trying to push her car. He says, I'm going to go help her. Life sees the person being robbed and said, I'm not going to let it go down. The normal things of life. The way we respond to things work their way out of us. And become more of who we are. You don't have to listen to it. I mean, have you realized that all these news anchors are reading scripts that were written by somebody we don't see, we don't know? Everyone reading on a teleprompter. Who is original? How can you trust someone who's not even sharing their own words? How could you trust someone who has an opinion about what it is that they're teaching or reading or broadcasting? How? Most of them don't even really read. They don't believe it themselves. That's why they jump stations. That's why they're not around as much. And I call them cowards. I call them cowards. You're doing the people a disservice for a paycheck. People are counting on what you're saying. They're not counting on your opinion of what's been said.